Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Shmir Salosh and Shar Zechir, Perek Tezvav, Shir number 108, where the Chavetz Chaim is discussing Machloikis. And the person continues the fighting and the arguments, and he's Machzik b'Machloikis. He continues to fuel the Machloikis. Inevitably, this person will come to make shvuas as well. One aveira leads to the next aveira. That's what we've been discussing in the previous part of this perek. And now he discusses how you find a situation like this in the Torah itself. And we went to Koirach to discuss the person who was the machloikis, the av of machloikis, the father of machloikis. Koirach va'adosa, and they came to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. And you have somebody by the name of Oin. Oin Ben Peles, Oin, as we'll see later, his name Oin, what the word main means, the name Oin. And Oin was a person who made a shavua that he's going to stay with the Machloikis, he's going to be part of the Machloikis, he's going to continue with the Machloikis, and he says to his wife, how could I mevatel the shavua? How could I null the shavua? How could I get rid of it? Now, obviously, it doesn't make any sense because he's making a shvua to fight Tavach Leikis, and he's making a shvua to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. Does that make any sense? But his wife saved him. His wife saved him. And his wife, when they came to get him to go attack Moshe Rabbeinu, she sat down in front of the house, and they knew they keep halacha. Right? We can't begin to understand. These are people who kept halacha, but they had a yetzahara, and the yetzahara came to attack them with this kina, with this jealousy that led to machloikis. And one aveira mitzvah, aveira gereres aveira, one aveira leads to the next aveira. And she sat down in front of her house and she uncovered her hair. So you see, by the way, of course, it's the raisa. A lady has to have her hair covered. Daf Yomi is learning saita now, and she uncovers her hair. And she did this with intention because she knew that they're not going to come and approach her and try to get to him when she's sitting with her hair uncovered. So they went away. They went away. It's mind-boggling. We can't begin to comprehend their yetzahara that they had because of this machlekes to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. They won't go look at a lady whose hair is uncovered. And when the end came, and they all were swallowed up, Oin did tshuva, also tshuva haguna alzeh, yoshev alzeh ba'aninus kol yomov. Kedisa Shem, as the Gemara explains in Chelek, in the Medrash, that he said ba'aninus. What's aninus? Aninus is a state when a person has loyaleno, a relative who passes away, before avelus, before the mourning state, there's aninus, there's an oinain. And that's the name oin. Oin, as we know, the name is Meira, represents the person. Maral discusses many times. Here you see the name oin represents a state of aninus, that he was in a state of aninus, of this like mourning, deep regret after he joined originally with these rebellious group of Bali Machloikis. So this is what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. You have to be careful. And now he's going to discuss the next piece. Be careful to avoid Machloikis and to avoid the people who are in Machloikis. And then he's going to discuss the consequences, how those who continue to fight and to hold on to the machlekes, how it affects them, the punishment affects them and affects the family, and it affects those who are in that generation as well. It affects the world. When a person realizes an atom bomb that he's letting off, he'll diffuse it when he realizes the result of these actions.